is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Award-winning actress Jenna Rollins succumbed in her long battle with dementia at age 94.
In a career that spanned many decades, Jenna Rollins was best known for collaborations with her late husband, actor-director John Cassavetes. In 1974's Woman Under the Influence, Rollins played a woman whose mental illness endangered her marriage and family.
Tell me what you want me to be, how you want me to be. I can be anything.
In 2015, Jenna Rollins received an honorary Academy Award. She paid homage to Cassavetes.
He wrote me the most magnificent parts. I have to thank him for that.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Blowing at 80 miles an hour, Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico and knocked out power to half the homes and businesses there. Former President Trump holds a news conference Thursday at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. This is ABC News. Preston. The president and web content creators.
President Biden spoke with 100 content creators at the White House, underscoring their increasingly important role in media.
You are the future.
As more young people get their news through social media, Biden said his grandkids are no exception and joked it could be his next job.
What do you think when I retire, where do you think I'm going? I got contacts, man.
Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
Classy. For whatever reason, the woman missed her Frontier Airlines flight July 30th at Chicago O'Hare. Police say she started jawing at a couple of gate agency who wouldn't let her board, then jumped over the counter and hurled a computer monitor at other Frontier staff, hitting one, all caught on video, of course. She then threw another monitor on the ground before leaving. She is still on the loose. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest-growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident. But I do think that all the facts point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races are won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a couple of thunderstorms possible in the overnight. Otherwise, low temperatures dropping to the middle 60s, gusty southeast winds. Some of that rain could be locally heavy. On Thursday, the heavy rain threat continues thanks to more showers and storms. Highs near 80. It's 69 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Congressman Mark Pocan. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And he will be with us for the entire hour, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. And Congressman Pocan, welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey Tom. Thanks so much for having me. I think what's interesting is the last time we were together, we were talking about VP picks, and we got talking about Tim Walz. And, the fact that he's now been added to the ticket, I think everyone has been extremely happy. Politically, he's gotten a ton done in Minnesota, in the upper Midwest, the states you have to win. Other than maybe some sports teams we don't like in Minnesota, he's very much like Wisconsin and Michigan in particular, being from the upper Midwest. And, this ticket just keeps pushing hard. So I just thought it was interesting because the very last time I think we talked, we were discussing VP picks, and it kind of came true what some of us were hoping for.
Yeah, me too. I remember you speaking really well of him. I'm sorry? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I remember you speaking really well of him, when we talked 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. And I learned a lot about him, just from my listeners. We've got a big radio station in Minneapolis, KTRC, or not, KTNF. KTNF. People just love him. They really love him. I think this is going to go really well. So you want to start picking up calls here?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's go for it. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about the immigration issue again. It's going to be a red-hot topic of the election. And I want to make a comment that Democrats are terribly mishandling it. Just like they mishandled globalization and free trade with China, I think they're blowing it with immigration. We talk about you want to improve American standards of living, improve the housing situation, bring up incomes. Well, if you don't control the flow of immigration into your economy, you are constantly going to undermine American workers and make housing more scarce. So why don't progressive Democrats adopt the slogan of some yes, all no? Talk about restrictions, control, and stop using this loosey-goosey language of, well, we're all immigrants and we're a welcoming society and all these other terms, which to me indicates that you really don't want to control it. You're trying to play both sides of the fence. So let's get, how are we going to raise American standards with high levels of immigration?
There you go. Congressman?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm not sure where you're hearing some of those things described, but I haven't
probably hearing them on Fox News.
Yeah, because I say the Harris-Walz ticket is not saying that. They say that they want to have comprehensive immigration reform that has tougher protections at the border, but also a pathway to citizenship for people to be here legally. And that's exactly what I've heard, I think, almost word for word from the vice president on this issue. So, you know, I think those who want to say that this is an important issue in the election simply either are living in Trump land and getting talking points from there, or ignoring the fact that when the Senate had a bill that would have done much of what we just talked about, it was Donald Trump who said that bill couldn't advance because he wanted the issue for the election, which means it's not really an issue to the Republicans. It's just an issue for people who seem to fall for talking points by conservative media.
There you go. Kate, in Greenwood Village, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Nice talking to you both. My question is about polling. I'm just concerned about what polls we can listen to and know that they're effective, and what, you know, so we know that Harris is going to win, Harris-Walz. And I'm concerned about the Senate, too, about the polling for the Senate. And I just saw that Tammy just won her primary, which I'm happy about. And I just want to get your opinion about what polls are legitimate.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the polls I watch the most are ones that are usually particular to a state. National polls, if they say the horse race on a national level, that is next to useless polling, right? Because it's swing states that are going to determine the election, especially states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, possibly Georgia and North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, and maybe some others. But in Wisconsin, you know, our state poll, I watched a pet poll that's kind of that's the longest running here. And I look to see how that's, you know, determining the various races and sometimes how they ask the question, because that's important as well. But I would say in any particular area, don't look at national polls, because that's really, really not helpful. But individual state polls and swing districts, especially those that are kind of the standards in that community or that state, are really good to see and track. And then you can compare them too, because a poll sometimes with nothing to compare to doesn't mean much. But if I can compare it to the month before and the month before, that tells me a whole lot more than just a single poll.
Erda in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be able to talk to you, Congressman. I was so surprised to find out that Medicare will not cover shingles vaccines when they cover, like, the flu, which has to change every year. It's got to be more expensive than shingles. And I'm an elder. Shingles affect us. I've had it for almost 4 months, and it looks like I have that permanent neurological pain. You know, they told me if my insurance would cover it, I could get, it's $235 per shot, and you need two. And I'm not into Advantage care plans. I listen to Tom. So what can be done? Can you campaign for that, please?
Yeah, I mean, we should be far more inclusive in what we consider healthcare. You know, when it comes to things like Medicare, dental, vision, and hearing clearly should be covered. When it comes to vaccines and medications, clearly we should be fighting to lower the cost. And then we are, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, at least for people on Medicare, but it should be for everyone. Tom, I was at a rural hospital just yesterday in my district, and they went through one company, AbbVie's, increases to them, and it was up to 234% increase. They're going to instantly have to pay. And these are on drugs that are on the market, so it's not like they're, for the first time ever, recovering their research and development costs. They literally are just upping the cost to that amount and making it harder and harder for that rural hospital to exist in a small community. So, wow. You know, I think the answer is let's really look at healthcare in a more comprehensive way, whether it be Medicare for all or some other universal way to have healthcare, and then be inclusive of what healthcare really is, and don't let it be determined by special interests that unfortunately all too often wind up writing the laws.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, Louise and I both had the shingles vaccines, and our Medicare paid for it. So I don't, you know, it may have been the Medigap plan that we had that it rolled over into, but I don't think so. I think Medicare, but I don't know. So anyhow, Al Allen in Rylander, Wisconsin, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Greeting from the great Northwoods up here. So I've got a student loan question for you, Mark. So I'm very, quite frankly, worried about Kamala Harris and student loan cancellation, only because her sort of California club, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Susan Rice, and others, they started the opposition to Biden's initial executive action canceling student loans. And so my hope is that somehow we might be able to convince Joe Biden before he leaves office to exercise the authority that Congress gave him many years ago through the Higher Education Act 1082A6. This is the law that he should have used to cancel in the first place. I would love to see him do that on his way out, because Kamala, and we don't know what her agenda is yet, right? Because she hasn't put anything on her website, but everything tells me that this is going to be bad with Kamala for student loans.
Yeah, Alan, I mean, in general, so far what I've seen is, I mean, there's a lot of tracking with what Joe Biden did and what Kamala Harris is proposing. So I know she's going to have her own agenda, I think, coming out tomorrow on some economic issues. And I agree with you. I'd like to make sure that we're continuing to move forward on this. But I like your idea of making sure that anything that we may want to be able to try to get done in the remaining days of Joe Biden's presidency, he's been so good on so much policy, we should make sure that we're taking advantage of. And then, you know, many things that you need to do more long-term, they're going to have to pass through Congress, we can work on with the next president.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program, taking your calls. The former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, now a member in good standing. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. It's Middays with Mark. Stay tuned. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's typically not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at the dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. And the big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push it to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in fact your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Morning light breaks through, a fresh start anew. Another day to seize with a clearer view.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour here on Middays with Mark. Tyrone in Harlem, New York, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thanks for taking my call, and how everyone's doing. I hope everyone is in good health. I was calling about, it seems to me that Kamala is still trying to take that high road as opposed to going to the gutter with Donald Trump and his supporters. But I understand that some of us would like to see her be more forceful on the message that they are putting out against her, you know, because they keep coming after her. So my concern is that if they don't show any backbone, as people would say, against the brutality of Trump and his supporters, people would get, you know, a little disappointed in the fact that, you know, I saw her come out to the people that was protesting her, but every time Trump says something derogatory about her, I don't see the response as well as I would like to see it, you know. So I don't know if that's a good tactic. What do you think?
Yeah, Tyrone, so often the candidate will have a slightly different tack than others, and even the vice presidential candidate will take on a more aggressive role, and I think we're seeing Tim Walz do that in a very upper Midwestern, almost folksy way, which is very helpful. Yeah, I think the way he, you know, coined weird talking about Republicans has caught a lot of fire, and it's very true because, look, J.D. Vance is pretty weird and Donald Trump is pretty weird, and we can talk about things in that way. So, you know, for her to do what she's doing right now is working quite well. She's up in those swing states that we need to win. I'm sure she'll pivot as she needs to, but I think the formula seems to be working right now. People are enthused like I've never seen, and I've been through a lot of parts of my state in the last several weeks, and I'll tell you, if we keep this up, we're in a really good place for November. So, Tyrone, I'm a little less concerned as long as we've got other people doing what you want them to do.
Chuck, in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. I just retired after 35 years of teaching high school's AP history and government. And I live in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. And I think the best thing I can do for this campaign is to register college kids at southern Wisconsin campuses. And I'm having no luck with anybody in the Wisconsin Democratic Party. If you have any ideas on who I could contact to spend my September and October up there, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing I'd say is contact WISDEMS. I mean, we have a lot of folks on the Biden campaign right now because we are a swing state. So sometimes it's just who's getting the message and how they're doing all this. And I can't tell you all that because I'm not obviously working for the party. But you're right. I mean, you've got Parkside in Kenosha. You've got UW-Whitewater. It probably may even be a little closer to you than Parkside. And those campuses are going to be really important. In Wisconsin 3, the western part of Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden is the incumbent Republican. He was an insurrectionist who got elected to Congress. And that district has 6 UW campuses. So a lot of students can get out to vote to make sure Tammy Baldwin stays in the Senate, to defeat Derek Van Orden, and to make sure that Harris Walz win in November. So I like your idea. I would just, my best advice is to reach out to the party.
The Ben Wickler is the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party right now, right? He's been on the show a number of times. Is he accessible? Can people reach out to him?
Yeah, I mean, right now I know he's on the road. I've actually been texting with him today. Mm-hmm. He does a great job. In fact, what's interesting, Tom, just a quick aside, we had when the Biden campaign back in March announced 100 offices opened in the 6 swing states. What they didn't tell you was 47 of them were in Wisconsin, and what they also didn't tell you, 45 pre-existed the Biden campaign because of Ben.
Wow. Yeah, Ben is great. I remember him from like 15 years ago. Louise and I were in his kitchen, and we were like, you know, who's this kid? He's got so much energy. John Nichols. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark. We'll be back with more of your calls for him on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Don't touch that dial. Your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan coming right up.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
Every day's an opportunity to do something good in your family.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I grew up in what many people refer to as a Chicago suburb, but where many people like the congressman and I, we know it better as Milwaukee. We were close enough to Chicago that we routinely read about the politics of Cook County, Illinois, where the dead routinely voted for years after they died. The joke was vote early and vote often. Now, thankfully, that's been cleaned up, but I'm here today to tell your listeners, Tom, how to vote early and vote often and do so legally. Now, voting early is really simple. With mail-in ballots, you can vote sometimes a month in advance of the election. So if you break both your arms or become brain damaged or die, your vote will still count.
Yeah, I appreciate the PSA, voting Randy, often, but do you have a question for Congressman Pocan?
Well, what I'm trying to do is get people more involved in the election.
Okay, well, that's a noble thing. Norm in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Norm, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Sure. How you doing there, Tom?
Good.
Listen, I want to ask the Congressman Pocan about what are you going to do about the failure of the CDC? And there's an interesting book that talks about this called The Greed to Do Good, The Untold Story of CDC's Disastrous War on Opioids. In other words, they claim that, and we've been writing about this and stuff, and this book appears in Pain News Network, and it says that this opioid crisis is nothing but the whole guidelines and everything is nothing but a flawed farce, and in fact, it has led to the arrest of many innocent doctors and patients who are suffering from not being able to get treated.
We've had a lot of calls over the years, Norm, from people who have like lifelong pain, and for whom addiction really would not be an issue. The pain is the issue,
right?
And they can't get their medication. Thanks for raising the question, Congressman. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I mean, CDC, there's a brand new director, and I think she's doing a really great job, but
I don't think it's the CDC. I think it's actually the DEA that has been leading this charge, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, and then the FDA on some of the alternatives on pain medication, that are more maybe herbal or holistic. But, I think what I would probably try to say is there's a problem with the pharmaceutical companies in this area when they knew that they had addictive products and didn't disclose it, and they barely got a slap on the hand in many cases. And I'm not going to forget those folks. I think
the Sacklers are living large.
Exactly. And yet, that's where we should probably have a more aggressive policy.
There you go. Dave in Del Mar, Maryland, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Pocan, and you also, Tom. Great to talk to you. Long time listener, second time caller.
Thank you.
I want to discuss the immigration issue. Previous caller said, well, we can't accept everybody and all and put a limit and whatever. If you've ever toured this country, this is a great land. It's expansive. There's a lot of room. It only helps to stimulate our economy the more people we have. Not necessarily to be number one, that's whatever. But here's the issue that may stimulate the right. If it's not true with immigration, let's just dismantle the Statue of Liberty piece by piece, ship it back over to France, and say, oh, that will get their hackles up. That would stir them up just as much as changing the name of forts around the country.
So is there a question in there, Dave, or just a rant?
Yeah, a question, just a statement. The current candidates, Kamala and Congressman Waltz, are just. This election. This is going to be a landslide. Don't you think that they're on the right track?
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, no, I do. Even though I served in Congress with Tim Walz, he's governor of Minnesota, so I want to make sure we're giving him the proper title because he's done some really magnificent things. I think that's why he's currently the vice presidential nominee, because of what he got done in Minnesota. But I think watching the energy in the last few weeks has been astounding. I mean, the turnaround that people feel about our chances for fall, watching the polls in swing states, and watching Donald Trump crumble. He doesn't know how to handle this. You know, he's not leading the news cycle with his absurdities that he does and usually controls the media so well. So I feel like, you know, we're in a good place, but this is going to be a close election no matter what, especially in certain states. And we just all have to make this the final sprint to November.
Vince in Seattle. Hey, Vince, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman, how's it going? So I wanted to talk about something that maybe isn't necessarily as important as everything else that's going on, but LED headlights are insanely bright these days, and I think they're a huge hazard. And I was just wondering if maybe you or other members of Congress would be open to legislation that would limit the lumen output of those headlights, or maybe require some kind of automatic dimmer system. That's pretty much it. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Vince. I'm not well versed in this issue, so I'd have to have more information to tell you. I know that we have plenty of agencies that are looking out for the safety of folks in this area, but I'll do a little dive and see what I can find out.
Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Mr. Pocan. I talked to you a few months ago about Donald Trump being able to run for president as a felon. I don't know if you remember talking to me or not, but the reason I'm calling today, first off, I just listened to the man about the pain medication. I beat my body to death for most of my life, worked like a rented mule, and enjoyed every minute of it. But they sure are tough on us when it comes to trying to help us with pain. And if something could be done there, that'd be great. But the main reason I called is I've had an idea for years now that if the federal government would fund a program for homeowners or even small business owners that want to contribute to helping climate change, to put the money up for a solar system or wind towers or whatever, to enough to power an average home or their home, and then they continue to pay their electric bill like they always would, and it would go back to the government, and in the end, the government wouldn't cost the government a dime, but we would have a World War II effort to help combat climate change, because I believe it is the greatest enemy we've got right now.
That's essentially what they did in Germany, Bill. Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Inflation Reduction Act is our biggest push by the federal government to try to help on this front. And I think we got to be open to multiple ways to up our use of renewables and get off of our addiction to fossil fuels. So, Bill, I appreciate the idea. If I can, Tom, just a quick aside on, you know, this is the birthday of Social Security today, 89 years old.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the things I think is important is what Bill was just talking about, you know, in a lot of jobs, your body is pretty tired when you get to be in your 60s, when you get close to retirement. The Republican Study Committee, the largest, you know, group that works on policy in the Republican caucus in the House, has proposed raising the retirement age from 67 to 69. The problem is your body, in many cases, in many jobs, can't keep up with that. So I just want to remind people, as we're celebrating Social Security, something we all pay into but benefits us later in life, that, you know, there are some in Congress that want to turn their backs to that promise. And someone like Bill in particular, who, you know, has used his body heavily in labor through the years, it just doesn't make sense for many people. And I think it's important to remind people of that.
Yeah, and let's not forget that in 1980, you could actually retire on Social Security in most parts of the United States. And then Reagan changed the formula for the COLAs, for the cost of living adjustments. And now it's pretty hard in a lot of places, and he also made Social Security benefits taxable, and he also raised the retirement age from 65 to 67. This is what Republicans do. They don't exactly. like Social Security. They've been calling it socialism and a Ponzi scheme ever since 1935. So, yeah. All righty. Gregory in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
And I had a question about three federal congressional swing districts. I'll try to run the primary results now real quick, and then my question. The Washington 3rd, which is just north of Tom in Washington State, the California 40th, and the California 45th in Orange County, California. The primary in Washington State, the incumbent is a Democrat, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. She's, I believe, an auto mechanic by trade. She got 46% in the primary, and the MAGA Republican Joe Kent came in at 39, and it's another Republican at 12, so they combined for about 52%. And the other two are swing districts, not Katie Porter's, but the 40th, Young Kim, is the Republican incumbent. It was a Democrat-held seat in the 2018-20 cycle, and Kim won 56% in the California primary, and the last one's the 45th. Michelle Steele is the Republican incumbent. She got 55% in the recent primary. And the Democrats, Derek Tran won with 16.16%, and three other Democrats.
Gregory, what's your question?
My question is, what is the DCC and the Progressive Caucus doing to support the challengers in California and the incumbent in Washington State?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take it a little broader because I think I might bore people if I focus on three districts when there's probably a good 30 districts that we're looking at, you know, 20 is pickup opportunities, maybe even a little more than that, another 20 of protecting some incumbents, like you mentioned, in Washington State. But they're doing a lot. I'm really happy with the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee's efforts this cycle. I didn't say that last cycle, I'll be honest. This cycle, I think they've been doing a really extraordinary job. And they're active in a lot of races, including in Wisconsin 3. Becca Cook just won the primary yesterday against Derek Van Orden, who's an insurrectionist in Congress. They've already, House Majority PAC has made a significant buy there. And I think they're doing that in many of these districts. The unique thing about what you just brought up, Gregory, is in California and Seattle, and the numbers can be a little skewed because they're jungle primaries. And what that means is you could have two Democrats or two Republicans against each other, and it comes down to final two, not as one person's a Democrat winning the primary, one's a Republican. So sometimes those numbers in primaries are a little hard to look at and translate in the same way we do most elections. But the shorter answer is I think the DTRIP's doing a really good job this cycle.
That's great news. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that from you, from a member of Congress and a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. It's 47 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us here for the hour, taking your calls. Former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Pocan. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls in just a moment. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Award-winning actress Jenna Rollins succumbed in her long battle with dementia at age 94.
In a career that spanned many decades, Jenna Rollins was best known for collaborations with her late husband, actor-director John Cassavetes. In 1974's Woman Under the Influence, Rollins played a woman whose mental illness endangered her marriage and family.
Tell me what you want me to be, how you want me to be.
I can be anything.
In 2015, Jenna Rollins received an Honorary Academy Award. She paid homage to Cassavetes.
He wrote me the most magnificent parts. I have to thank him for that.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Blowing at 80 miles an hour, Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico and knocked out power to half the homes and businesses there. Former President Trump holds a news conference Thursday at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An incoming Democratic state lawmaker from Madison is a trailblazer, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wisconsin will get its very first South Asian member of the state assembly. There was a three-way race for the 77th Assembly District. Renuka Mayadev ended up winning. She works in the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. There's no Republican running in November, meaning Mayadev wins the seat. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Law enforcement officers who killed a teenager who brought an air rifle to Mount Horeb Middle School in May will not be charged. The Dane County DA says the officers acted appropriately. Justice Department investigators say the officers followed correct protocols when confronted with what looked like a lethal weapon. No one but the teenage subject was killed that day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a couple of thunderstorms possible in the overnight. Otherwise, low temperatures dropping to the middle 60s, gusty southeast winds. Some of that rain could be locally heavy. On Thursday, the heavy rain threat continues thanks to more showers and storms. Highs near 80. It's 69 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn on Cunnamowalk.
I met Kamala and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Homes and outpatients. Every year we get the notice that Medicare is going to cut reimbursement for physical occupational and speech therapy. Is there any way we can get this trend to stop? Because our costs keep going up. and they keep decreasing our reimbursement.
Yeah, Gene, we get this on a lot of different in medical areas on this, and I wish I had a better answer for you other than I've seen this since I've been there, 12 years. They come and then we have to fight back, and they have a comment period, and we try to go through this. I mean, at the end of the day, what we need is a comprehensive, I think, Medicare for All system where we actually fund it, we actually cover things like dental, vision, and hearing. We actually do provide that universal coverage that every other industrialized nation has but the United States, and then you don't have to have this nickel and diming that we see and that you're going through and you put time into rather than doing the mission of what you're trying to do in healthcare. I wish I had a better answer other than I've seen this so often. We just need to reform our healthcare system in a more comprehensive way.
And today's your birthday too, in addition to Medicare. Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, the big 6-0, Tom.
There you go. Well, that was a good year for me. I hope you enjoy it. Tony in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Kocan.
Yes, hello. I have a question. When Trump loses this election and tells all his mega people to rise up, how are we preparing for this? And Trump would like nothing more than a civil war in this country. We know this. He's been through it before.
And apparently so would Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, I have a glimmer of hope on this in that I'm watching comments from people like Nikki Haley and some others right now who are criticizing Donald Trump, which, you know, never happens because it's not allowed. But he's in a scramble right now. He doesn't seem to know how to respond to the Harris-Walz ticket. And I think there will be enough people who are tired of Donald Trump and they want to rise within the Republican Party that if he doesn't win, I'm not sure he'll have people having his back in the same way. And don't forget, the problem last time was how do you get him out of the White House after he lost the election? This time, there's no one to get out of the White House if he loses the election. So it's a little different scenario, but I do have some glimmers of hope I'm watching that there may be enough Republicans who want to turn the page, even if it's for personal gain, but it gets us past this really, I think, terrible dark period of Donald Trump in this country.
Congressman, we just have 40 seconds here. I'm curious your thoughts on what we should be paying attention to in the coming weeks and what you're expecting to happen.
Yeah, next week is the Democratic Convention, so that'll be interesting to watch and see.
I'll be there.
You will? Oh, I'll be there too, Tom. I look forward to seeing you.
We'll be broadcasting live from the SiriusXM booth, so drop by anytime you want. I'll just pop you on the air.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Love to. So I think we're going to keep hearing more and more about the race. We're dominating the media cycle instead of Donald Trump, which is unusual, and I think that's good for us. So let's just keep doing everything we can between now and November.
Yeah, and there's a lot to do. let's not mistake that. There is a lot to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And looking forward to the next week. I think it's going to add a lot of an extra enthusiasm even beyond what we have with this ticket.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Always great having you with us. Congressman Mark Pocan, pocan.house.gov, and you can tweet him at RIP. We'll be back on the other side of this break. My colleague Dean Obidala is going to drop by and share with you some really startling thoughts. This is pretty amazing. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberrine plus 15% off. Just go to superberrine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superberrine, B-E-R-I-N-E.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above Lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse.